Hello, everyone, and welcome back to yet another episode of the New Generation Sports Report podcast. I'm your host, Tanner Mondock. Sitting across from me, like always, I got Ty and Rob here. This might be a short one, might be a longer one. I don't know. Rob's warning me he has a lot to talk about, but me and Ty, we do not. If you've stepped out of your homes for a minute anytime the past week, you know that it has been raining a lot. So we had a lot of rainouts, a lot of postponements. So we got three things to talk about here, me and Ty do. So let's just start things off with, I think this was like Wednesday or something last week. We got the Tri-County Tennis Tournament, that is over at Buell Park every year. We had a couple make it to second place, made it to the finals, but, a lot of out of county area teams just kind of took care of business there in the finals. But Ty, you were there for a couple hours. You were there throughout the finals. Tell us, what do we need to know about this thing?
Well, I got to say, you're talking about the weather. I mean, this was the one day in the last 2 weeks where I feel like there was no chance of rain. It was just a nice day out.
It was
for once.
Beautiful day. Yeah, that was real nice. Wasn't too hot. You know, the sun was out. Yeah, no, that was real nice.
Yeah, and, you know, this was a six-ish hour event. I mean, there were 10 teams there. We got to finally see all of our local tennis teams that we haven't been able to see throughout the year. And some standouts. Grove City had two kids finish as the runner-up, Ashton Morrow and Bro Rich Craddy, as singles. I want to shout out Craddy. I mean, he's a freshman, a guy who hasn't had a ton of experience. So to see him, you know, step in and get second place in that was great to see.
Yeah.
And then Hickory was by far away the one that wowed me with what they were able to accomplish.
Yeah, that picture of like all like the first and second place winners, it was mostly Hickory kids.
Jacob Jarzab, he's able to get second place for one of the singles, and then their doubles is really where they looked fantastic.
Yeah.
Matt Huff and Owen Hamley get second. Both of those guys, I was told that this is their first season trying tennis. I was told that both of those guys picked up a racket for the first time in March. To see him be able to perform very well, I mean, that's a great sign for Hickory. Max David and Braden Clue, again, they win the third doubles bracket. So these are guys that really, again, haven't got a ton of varsity experience coming into this. So to see them again execute, these are younger guys, that's great for show Hickory going forward. And then the one I really want to talk about, Paul Spielvogel and Coleman Reginello.
Yes.
This one was probably the most intense game of tennis I have ever seen. So if you know Warren with tennis, Warren is loud. They like to cheer their guys on.
They're always good. They're always coming down here and beating us. Yeah.
And again, they were doing very well.
Yeah.
And they had, you know, most of their team around for this doubles match. And every time Warren scores a point, they're screaming, they're hollering. So Hickory eventually gets their guys around there. And Grove City guys come in and other team guys come in to kind of root back and forth. And this was, I mean, every point scored, you thought someone just won the Super Bowl. I mean, they were screaming and letting everyone else know how they were feeling. So definitely the most emotional game of tennis I've ever seen. I mean, it was fantastic to watch, but ultimately Warren's still able to take it. So again, what is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 second place finishes for us.
Yeah.
But Hickory definitely looked good during it, so
yeah,
nothing to be ashamed of there.
Yep. So yeah, that was the Tri-County Tennis Tourney last week. So let's keep moving along here. Let's go to we got some softball here. We talked about the rain, of course. This one had some rain, but they played through it. This was Mercer Wilmington softball. Actually, this game was postponed once. Now that I remember, this one was postponed, and then we got it the next day. But yeah, this was Mercer Wilmington softball. They played through the rain. Mercer down 3-1 entering the seventh inning and just erupted for 6 runs, ended up taking this thing 7-4.
Yeah, I mean, maybe the best ending to a game we've seen this season.
Might be the best softball. Well,
we've seen a couple good softballs. It's definitely up there.
I'd put it top three in terms of softball games, even just out of all games we've seen so far this spring. This was a good one.
Yeah, it was very fun to watch. But as you said, the Wilmington in those first two innings are able to get up. Skyler Leishman, an RBI single. Cara Deal, RBI single. Avery Harlan, a sacrifice fly. So they're up 3-0. Then the rain starts coming in. Mercer makes a change. They bring Angelina Eichmann in the pitch, which she didn't start in this one.
Which was interesting because normally she's out there every day.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, they get down. This is an important game, a tight region. So they bring Eichmann in. The rain starts, and it goes quiet for, what, about five innings, four or five innings.
Yeah, nothing happened, yeah.
Of just silence, no hits, nothing.
Yeah.
But then finally, Eichmann hits a home run, solo home run in the sixth inning.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, Mercer has life.
Yeah.
And then we get into that seventh inning. There's a wild pitch they score on. Emma Stopfel, two RBI single, and then Eichmann, a three-run homer. And all of a sudden, Mercer has just stormed and taken control of this game. And then in the bottom of the seventh, Wilmington, they're able to score one more run, but just not enough to get it done.
Yep.
So I got to say, for Eichmann, I mean, this is probably the most dominant performance I've seen of anyone this year. I mean, she changed the outcome of that game.
And she shut down that lineup when she came in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one run across in the seventh, you know.
She only gave up one hit, and it was in the seventh.
But I mean, and plus, when you're up like 7-3 in that type of situation, you know, you're going to be able to concede a run if you need to. She shut them down in the circle, and then at the plate,
two home runs, four
RBIs.
Yeah,
I mean,
she completely changed the outcome of this game. That was very impressive to watch.
Definitely. Yes. We have been wanting to see Mercer all year so far. We finally got them in. That was a good one. So, yeah, that was a 7-4 win for Mercer over Wilmington, keeping things interesting in that region, by the way. So that was also a big win for the Mustangs there, just for region standings alone. So let's move along here to another team that we've been trying to get in all year. Which really is, I just left something off here from this one team that we tried to cover. I left off our one inning that we got to see Lakeview baseball last week. We tried to see them against DuBois Central Catholic, and they played one inning and then one pitch in the second inning, and then they called it.
Yeah.
And I got postponed, I think, until like May 15th or something. Isn't that the date?
Tentatively
May
15th. So.
So we saw one inning of Lakeview last week, but we made it out there again on Monday for Lakeview Maplewood. The rain didn't start until the game ended, so we got the full thing, and finally we saw the Sailors. They showed off here with a 14-1 win over the Tigers.
Yeah, I do want to say, this is actually, for me, attempt number three trying to get Lakeview in.
There's a day I was off. I was like, I'm on my way to Columbus, and I get a text from Ty, and he's like, hey, Lakeview plays behind, like, the school, right, next to the football field? Like, yeah.
Yeah,
and there's no one there.
It was an empty field. So yeah. Fun times.
So attempt number three, we got him.
Lakeview senior night for the Sailors. They actually go down 1-0 in this game after the first inning, which when you hear that final score, 14-1, that feels crazy to hear.
14 unanswered.
Yeah. But they go down. I mean, they have a couple of errors, a walk, and, you know, they just put themselves in a really bad spot in that first inning.
It was messy, yeah.
But after that, I mean, pure domination. Parker Montgomery, a two-run homer. Cody Fagley, two hits, two RBIs. Johnny Husband, Maddox Bell, Williams Regal, and Owen Dye all get a couple of hits in here, a couple RBIs. I mean, this was just a full team effort.
Mm-hmm.
It was senior night, and they made sure all their seniors got to go in. Most of the ones, who don't play often, get a hit in there. So it's just special for them to watch. And then Maddox Bell also, he manages to throw a no-hitter. Again, there were a couple errors in there, but it was a no-hitter, six strikeouts for him.
Yeah, and in five innings, too. This is a Mercy Rule one, so it wasn't a full seven-inning no-hitter. But, you know, hey.
A no-hitter's a no-hitter.
No hits in five innings, that's still good.
Right.
So,
I mean, just after that first inning, you could see why Lakeview has been so successful this year. I mean, they dominated.
Yes, no, definitely. That was a 14-1 win for Lakeview over Maplewood on Monday this week. All right, so those are just the three that me and Ty had to talk about here. So, Rob, you warned me you have a long list.
Let's
all get comfortable here, and let's hear what Rob has for us.
All right, heading back to last Tuesday, Sharon softball beat Jefferson area 9-1. Jefferson over in Ohio. Maddie Vogan, dominant once again. Two homers, six RBIs. And she threw a complete game three-hitter with 16 strikeouts and one walk. Heading back to last Wednesday, Jamestown softball, they beat Hickory 1-0. Miranda Biles, two-hit shutout, 12 strikeouts, two walks, and A.J. Jarzab from Hickory. She threw a one-hitter, 11 strikeouts, and a one walk. The lone run in that game scored on an error. Sharon Baseball, they beat Franklin 10-1. Cohen Furtick, he threw a five-hitter, 11 strikeouts, no walks. Derek Douglas, solo home run and a single. And Marco Zajac and Carmine Thomas, they both singled twice and drove in a pair of runs. Slippery Rock, they beat Grove City last Wednesday, 4-2. Austin Runtis and Jacob Kunstman, they combined on a four-hitter, 12 strikeouts, three walks. Doug Popovec, he singled and had two RBIs for the Rockets. Lane Ryder, double and an RBI for the Eagles. Lakeview, they picked up a 2-0 win over the Cardinals in Cochranton. Maddox Bell, he threw a complete game shutout. 11 strikeouts, one walk. Johnny Husband, solo home run for the Sailors. And the last game I wanted to mention from last Wednesday was Mercer. They beat Laurel on the road, 10-4. Parker Pushkar, triple, single, two RBIs. And Cole Fisher, he had two singles drove in two runs. Justin Amos and Evan Julock, they fired a four-hitter, six strikeouts, two walks. Going back to last Thursday, Jamestown softball with another big win. They beat Sharpsville 11-1 in five innings. Elena Cadman, two-run homer, four RBIs. Kinley Carrilla, she had one hit and three RBIs. Miranda Biles, five. She threw a five-hitter, six strikeouts, no walks. And for Sharpsville, Izzy Candiotti, she had a double, a single, and scored the Blue Devils' lone run. Maya Applegarth had the RBI. West Middlesex softball, they shut out Reynolds 12-0. Harper Nickel and Kaylee Long, they combined on a one-hitter, five strikeouts, no walks. At the plate, Nickel, she had a triple, a single, and two RBIs. And Julia Thornton, she singled twice and drove in a pair of runs. Hickory softball, they shut out Slippery Rock 10-0. Layla McClung, a home run, a double, and a single. A.J. Jarzab, she hit a three-run homer, and she threw a two-hitter with 11 strikeouts. She's something. Jarzab, she a freshman, isn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Yeah, she sure is something.
Yeah, on Friday, Wilmington Baseball, they beat Mercer 5-0. Caden Weigand and Owen Bauer, four-hit shutout, six strikeouts, one walk. Chase Mitchell-Tree, he led the Hounds, two singles, two RBIs. Aiden Ryhall, he had a double and a single for Mercer. Also last Friday, there were two big track meets, the Pine Richland Invitational down in Gibsonia. Lakeview's Kendra Seddon, she won the discus title. And Maggie Goodland from Greenville, she won the championship in the shot put. Wilmington's Maya Jekovic, she took third in the 400 and fifth in the 100. The 51st Baldwin Invitational, Grove City's Jonah Stuccio won the triple jump, fourth in the long jump. Delathian Bones, he won the shot put and placed fourth in the discus. And MJ Pottinger, he was second in the 1 mile run. Greenville's Karis McElhaney, second in the 800 and third in the 1 mile run. Okay, now moving to Saturday, you have Oil City hosting their 36th Oil Country Invite. Hickory's Amira Moschillo, second in the 800 and the 1600. Lakeview's Blake Skiles, he won the long jump title. And the Sailors' 400 and 1600 relay teams both placed first. No names, you know, posted online.
Yep.
Yeah, Lakeview's Seth Phillips, second in the 3200. Huh. Ethan Williams, he was second in the 400 and third in the 100 meter dash. James Alexander, third in the 400. And for the, the Lakeview girls, their 400 relay team placed first. The 3200 relay team was second. And Kendra Seddon again, she placed second in the discus. And Anna Alexander was second in the 200. Kendall Lehmert, third in the 300 meter hurdles. West Middlesex girls, they were also at the Oil Country Invite. their 1600 meter relay team. They placed first. Anna Sofia Vaccari, she was second in the 400. Lily Kildu, second in the 300 hurdles and fourth in the 100 hurdles. Brooke Rudzik, third in the 800, fifth in the 1600. Phoebe Wilson, third in the shot put, seventh in the javelin. And for the Middlesex boys, Cody Bond, fourth in the 200, and Aiden Thompson placed fourth in the 110 meter hurdles. I got to flip something on my phone here because I forgot about it and was looking it up when you guys started talking about the Tri-County Tennis.
Oh, yeah.
District 10 singles tournament.
That's right.
Was on Saturday at Westwood Racquet Club up in Erie.
Mm-hmm.
And Landon Mercer, who was seeded sixth, he led all the locals. He's from Grove City. He advanced to the quarterfinals, but he lost 8-0 to Gavin Ferretti of Cathedral Prep, and he ended up winning the championship on Monday.
Yeah. I remember seeing him at the Tri-County Tennis tournament. Yeah, he did well.
Two baseball games from Monday I wanted to mention. Hickory beat Oil City 11-4. Jack White, three hits, three RBIs. Luke Lewis, two hits and two RBIs. And Middlesex beat Rocky Grove 3-2. That game was at Middlesex on Monday. The Big Reds scored two runs in the bottom of the seventh to win it. Nolan Kaiser, he had the walk-off RBI single, and the other RBI went to Caleb Concar. Logan Kent went the distance and threw a two-hitter for West Middlesex. Okay, now there's a couple things here I want to mention that not high school stuff. Well, kind of. The All-State basketball teams, boys basketball.
Yes.
No selections.
Yes.
From the Herald coverage area.
Shocking. Only a couple in District 10 as a whole, but it's kind of surprising that, yeah, we didn't have any.
Yeah, when I came in on Friday and I saw the email and I looked at it and then I looked it over again.
Yeah.
I thought I was like losing my mind.
Yeah.
Or my eyes were just skipping over things. DM'd Tom up in Erie like immediately. I'm like, Tom, am I reading this list right? There's like no one from down, you know, the southern tier District 10. He's like, yeah, you're reading it right.
Yeah, that's, yeah. So
couldn't believe it.
Yeah, definitely some notable names that were left off there from our area.
Yeah.
For sure. You know, but hey, when you got the whole state going at this and voting, you know, really, you know, of course we did our part with our local kids, but yeah.
All right. Penn State Chenango, I wanted to mention this, Faith Sullivan. She placed first in the 800 and third in the 1500 at the USCAA Track and Field National Championships. So she's the first national champ for Penn State Chenango Sports.
Nice.
That was April 25th and the 26th in Springfield, Massachusetts. She's from North Jackson, Ohio. Westminster, they recently held their WESPY Awards, 20th annual WESPYs. WESPY stands for Westminster Exceptional Sports Performance of the Year. So the women's golf team, they were the women's team of the year. And on that team is Ava Liberty from Hickory.
Oh, yeah.
Quinlan Reaver from West Middlesex. Caitlin Hoover of Wilmington. And Gianna Effenite from West Middlesex. Farrell's Bryce Butler, he was named the football MVP and also the David B. Fawcett Award winner. And that goes to the player who best exemplifies the qualities of fairness, sportsmanship, leadership, determination, and competitiveness. Faith Jones from Wilmington, she was the softball MVP. And Grace Cano from Greenville was the women's basketball MVP. And only one other thing I wanted to mention. Sharon Speedway, they're getting ready to open up their 96th anniversary season. Ryan Blaney, he's going to join... him and Will Thomas III, who's from Sharpsville, they're joining Dave Blaney as the new ownership team of the track. And they have a Super Series event to open a season scheduled for May 10th. 410 sprints, the Pro Stocks, and the Econo Mods. But I thought that was pretty neat, Ryan Blaney joining the ownership group.
Yeah, no, for sure. That's cool.
And I'm finally done.
Okay, we made it through. All right, well, thank you, Rob. All right. So before we wrap things up here, let's get into what we are covering next. At this rate, who knows how much of this we actually get to see. So Tuesday, this was, I don't know, we blew through a couple options here that all got postponed. But Ty will be making a solo trip, maybe, out to Wilmington at West Middlesex Softball under the lights tonight at 7 p.m. I have something news-related going on, so I will not be there. But Ty is hoping to get that in unless, you know, maybe there was a postponement that just was announced while we were recording this. So Wednesday, we're going to be doing Oil City at Slippery Rock Baseball. Thursday, we have the big Mercer County track invite. That is, of course, probably what the last big thing going on before the D10 meet on the 17th, I believe that is. And then on Friday, we got a big game coming up. We got Hickory at Sharon Softball. We got a rematch of a great matchup last year, or earlier this year, I mean, not last year. Just a 1-0 win for Sharon over Hickory. That was, of course, the great pitcher's duel between Matty Vogan and AJ Jarzab. Just assuming that maybe we'll be getting that matchup again in the circle. But yeah, this should be a good one. So yeah, that's Friday. That's Hickory at Sharon Softball. So that's what we got. Before we wrap this up, the answer is always no, but do you guys have anything else you'd like to add?
There actually is a big track meet on.
Woo, here we go.
It's tonight, but it's like Tuesday. You know what I mean? But
yeah. What is it?
It's Grove City Greenville at Hickory for like the Region 2 title and that.
So okay, there you go. Yeah,
it should be interesting. Hopefully that goes on despite the endless rain.
Right. Yeah.
It seems like it's been raining for like a month now. You know, when you're trying to.
It never is going to stop.
Trying to cover stuff. And, mess.
I know. I mean, I think what the rest of the week does look like it'll be dry, but I mean, you never know. Some stray storms are gonna pop up, you know. Just as long as it's not raining on Thursday, because they'll still run track, you know, it's raining. I don't want to be out at a track meet all day while it's raining. I don't mind being there, but man, when it's last year when I covered the Mercer County invite, it was raining the entire time. I mean, I just remember being just soaked. That was not fun.
You know, like 2 weeks ago, it was raining pretty good on a Tuesday, and I didn't get any track. I couldn't believe it.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah, and I ended up getting a couple on Thursday, you know, they rescheduled. But that really shocked me, because ever since I've been working here, you know, even if it's raining, expect track on Tuesdays.
Yep. Yeah, they normally just shut down the pole vault.
Yeah.
That's really it.
Yep.
But yeah, so that's what we got coming up. Let's just, fingers crossed, no more rain. Hope so. Getting sick of it. But yeah, that'll do it this week on the New Generation Sports Report podcast. We are here on Wednesdays. You can find us at SharonHerald.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. You know the drill. So yeah, I want to thank you all for joining us every week and tuning in. Ty, Rob, thanks for being here. And we will talk to you again next week.